This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County's Republican clerk and recorder Tina Peters was arrested Tuesday. She's accused of filming a court hearing without permission and lying to the judge about it. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the arrest is not related to an investigation of a potential election security breach by Peters.
Peters is accused of using her iPad to film part of a criminal hearing, in spite of signs saying it's not allowed, and then lying to the judge about her actions. If she did this, Peters could be charged with attempting to influence a public servant. A video of her arrest shows that when officers tried to seize her iPad to look for evidence, Peters tried to pull away and repeatedly shouted to be let go. In the separate election security case, Peters is accused of allowing an unauthorized person to make copies of sensitive voting machine hard drives. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Residents of South Boulder will soon be able to shop at their neighborhood King Soopers. CPR's Paolo Shalsita reports from the store where a gunman killed 10 people nearly 1 year ago.
The store has been closed since then, but employees are now preparing to reopen to the public, sporting a radically different indoors and outdoors. Kroger's officials say they've gotten feedback from employees and families of victims during reconstruction. The store will officially reopen Wednesday following a ceremony honoring the lives lost. From Boulder, I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
The store's reopening is at 9 this morning. Calls are down to Colorado System for Students to report potential school threats. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
In January, the anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received about 1,500 calls, a 35% decrease over the same month last year. Calls for potential suicide threats were the top category, followed by reports of bullying and drug use. Officials say as students transition back to in-person classes, bullying and drug reports are rising back to the top of reported categories. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's another mostly sunny day across the state, a chance for snow around Vail. This is CPR News.